Planet Ish, who was unlocked, there would absolutely be no unlocked for Kosmakis Bachiris. Hey, it was not. Seventhly, either way, Yeshua was not a Talmud of Maish Rabbeinu for a very long time, that he should be called the Shares Maisha, the prime Talmud of Maish Rabbeinu. Dr. Steinman, we see from here that the depth of a Kesher between a Talmud and a Rebbe has nothing to do with the amount of time you're there. And it has to do with the depth of the depth of the dedication Talmud has to the Rebbe. The depth of to which the Talmud is willing to learn from the Rebbe. The degree to which he sees the Rebbe as a role model that tries to learn from what he does and what he teaches, that here's the definition of a Talmud. Then Rav Steinman points out, the claim of Talmud is known as the prime Talmud of the Arizal. Everything we have written from the Arizal that's considered reliable is in the writings of Rav Chaim Vital. Rav Chaim Vital was with the Arizal for only 20 months, a year and 8 months, and that was it. And everything we have from the Arizal comes from there. Again, the point being that the depth of a relationship is what defines the significance of a relationship, not the amount of time. Rav Albert Steinman says regarding a Talmud and a Rebbe, we should take notice of regarding Chaveri, regarding Fred. I'm referring to Yair and David. David HaMelech and Yair from the son of Saul. Rav Albert Tanach at the closest sense, the closest level of Ava between individuals. How long did David know Yonasan? The entire Malchus of Saul was only 2 years. And before that, David did not meet Yonasan. At the end of the Malchus of Saul, the day Saul died, Yonasan died. So at least a maximum of 2 years, but it wasn't 2 years. Because for a great period of time, David HaMelech was running away from Saul. Likely, from the Pesukim, that it was at least a year of time. And he was running away from Saul and had no contact with Yonasan, except for the incident of Machar Chodesh. And even the time that David was with Saul, the Pasuk says that Saul HaMelech has set up the army in 2 encampments, both with Yonasan in the north, what Saul in the south, and David was the arms bearer of Saul. So that they did not spend a tremendous amount of time together, and there were no cell phones, and they were at a distance. You see, the depth of a chavrushah is not tied to the amount of time spent together. Incredible. A person can have a deep relationship with someone else, a role model type relationship with someone else, a relationship with someone else, and it's not tied. But of course, we all see this when Yiddish Parfolk, a young yeshiva bacher and a mishako girl date, and they date 7, 8, 9 times, 3, 4 hours each shot, and they're ready to get married. And people ask, how could it be? How could it be that the marriage rates among people who date in our way is more permanent than the outside world where they think they have to know each other's extended period? And the answer is that the depth of a relationship has to do with not with time, but with the meaning that's there, with the respect that's there, with the honor that's there, with the willingness to give to each other. It's quality, it's not quantity. And this is an important message from the parasha. So Pashas responded, but I can discuss some DNA moments, some silence that have to do with my our failure in being honest when we want to be honest. Our failure on this side is that we judge DNA Mubin logically. We think it depends on logic. And while most of DNA Mubin is tied to logic, a lot of it is tied to things that cause us to the way things work technically. And the technical issue is the way to tie to Pshat HaLocha in DNA Mubin. So I can discuss a couple of DNA Mubin Shaila that has to do with the halachas of Kinyan Chatzar. Kinyan Chatzar is something we discuss in Yeshiva, in Bava Metzia, we learned that few in Yod Aleph, but those who get that far in the Masechta. Sadly, Kinyan Chatzar is one of the most beautiful sukkahs. It's not always reached by Yeshiva Bachrim in today's world of a learning without much quantity at all. Hopefully the quality is good. So let me talk about Kinyan Chatzar and a couple of shaylas that come up. Someone was called. He asked me to follow Yishayla. He had just come out of a car service. So blank via a blank unwritten envelope. No see money. It was a $600 bill, $600. Then they know the yes to the car service driver about it. The car service driver would certainly claim it, and somehow he suspected it was not true. That it belonged to the car service driver. And then we put it in his pocket and figure we have to Shaila to find out what to do. What if I look at a car being found in the back seat of a car? Of a taxi. This halacha depends on technical meaning. Depends on the halachas of kinyan chatzer. The law is that every kinyan, you can only acquire things if you know about it, except for one kinyan, a kinyan called kinyan chatzer. If you acquire things because they're in your property, that kinyan and that kinyan alone works even if you're not aware of it. However, there's a requirement. Kinyan chatzer needs to be what we call kinyan chatzer hamishtameres. It has to be the kinyan and the chatzer that's safe and guarded. What about the back seat of a car in a car service? Well, in a private car, things in the car certainly belong to the owner of the car. If you find $600 in the back of my car, please give it to me immediately. Whoever dropped it and lost it, assuming the loser was the Irish, then the third always to me, because my car is a bunker on the Samaras. It's a place where my things are kept, and they're kept safely. What about a car service where people come and go? And the Texas government, see, we'll see if that falls off. We learned that if you find something in a store, you can keep it. If you find it up in the aisle of a store, you're allowed to keep it. The loser was likely the Irish. Why is it the owner of the store the owner of the dollar? Hey, it's Chatzar, it's Paita Bam. Chatzar Rabbi Shemeres, it has walls around it. Says the Rosh, because people are constantly coming and going. Since people are constantly coming and going, the same thing seems to apply to the back seat of a car service, but people are constantly coming in and going out, and therefore the halacha would be that the Chatzar is not Paita, and that the person who found it can keep it. Of course, if the loser was not the Aish, for whatever reason, we would have to track down the person who lost it. But as part of the car service driver, whoever is the owner of the car owning it, that's a car service that up each time. So here we have a difference between a car service car and my car or any other private car, which would be claimed to the owner as opposed to such a case. We have a similar shayla in the English language of Hashemish Batbeis, Shulam Mandalit. The shayla is maybe like the Gichos. It's an amusing question. The question is about a bank vault. Somebody walked into a bank vault, they found money on the floor, put it in his pocket, there's the shayla. What's the shayla? If you find money, we assume the owner is the Irish. The question is, does the bank own it? I would think the vault is a chatzar amishtameres. The joke to be asked is a bank vault, chatzar amishtameres, a guarded place. So if they're right, guess what? The bank vault is not a chatzar amishtameres. Since people are coming and going there all day, that's not a chaser amishtameres. Now, from Rav Moshe, we see that it doesn't have to be a store where people are coming and going by the dozens on a constant basis. Even if people come in and go out, the 5-10 people over the 8 hours of the day, that's a chaser shein amishtameres, the same thing with the back seat of a car. A fascinating Shiloh, what about a shul? What happens if you find a dollar bill in shul on the floor? Or an umbrella that was abandoned in shore, or a palace for that matter, that was abandoned. Did you take it? Or do we say it belongs to the shul? What's interesting is that Mr. Bura, from the Gupto Des, Sivkot Nun Dalit, brings from the Sefer Aguda that any Abba Ekdish has no yad, has no chasid to make a kinyan, and therefore shul does not own what fell. Mr. Bruno does not tell you, but in the Kseis HaChayshik, in the race of Cotton Aleph, he wonders, what do our shuls have to do with Hengdish? Our shuls come in two types. Some shuls are just private property. A rab or a rebbe shul, part of his house. And then suddenly it's his chatzer. The question is, what about a public shul? The Kseis wonders that that should not be called a Hengdish. Of course it's holy, but it's not Hengdish. Ain't God led? Nevertheless, as the place itself points out, the shul itself is a place that people come and go, and therefore the shul itself is not kind of a kinyan chatzah. We could wonder if something is left in the shul. store overnight. But tape's touring. And you want to go take umbrellas that have been abandoned in the show. Does it belong to the owner of the show or to you for finding it now? Is it Hefker? Then you can argue when the show, that when the show is locked up at night, it's a Chazah Amish Tameris. And that therefore, it should belong to the owner of the show. And the psak in this is not so clear. Certainly, if it's a shul that has no clear owner, a public shul, like some of the Young Israel, the Agudah, which are not owned by any individual, then certainly it remains. But anyway, my point is that Dinei Kinyanim drive Dinei Mammon. He placed a pastor without learning halachas. Because these questions, the questions of ownership, depend on technical questions in halacha. Not on the logic of individuals. That's really where many people go wrong. And with that, I want to wish everybody an absolutely wonderful Shabbos, Parshas Mishpatim. Getting ready for Rosh Chodesh Adar. We should be zeicher to get in the mood of it. Now, like most of you, are at Yeshiva, and Adar is a part of it, just another day. It's not just another day. It's a day where the world around us rejoices. The world comes alive. And we should be coming alive in everything we do. And I'm going to have a in serving Hashem. In the spring of our step as we walk in the street, if only there won't be a snowstorm this Shabbos. Well, at least when the snowstorm passes, it'll be Rosh Chodesh Adar. And God willing, we look forward to a wonderful spring of Yisrael. A good Shabbos to all.